Mary Mead Farm in Montgomery County gets a lot of foot traffic this time of year. It's a working farm, but tourism makes autumn the farm's busiest season. Weekends are filled with hundreds of visitors running through the corn maze, sipping apple cider, and going on hay rides. But even with attendance strong, farmers say it's tough to keep the farm profitable.
We're making it work, but we are struggling.
That's Donna Quigley. Her family, the Rothenbergers, have run this farm for more than 100 years. The farm opened to the community in 1971. Here they offer produce, milk, meat, and homemade ice cream, but they still need visitors and the money they bring in.
If we did not have our agritainment, we probably would not be here. That's the bottom line. If we were just farming, milking cows, we would not be here.
As much as 60% of the farm's annual income is tied to agritourism. Pennsylvania Agricultural Secretary Russell Redding is promoting legislation that provides liability insurance for agritainment-related activities.
Certainly over the last, year and a half, these agritainment, agritourism facilities have been rediscovered or discovered for the first time because they're open spaces.
But the workforce shortage, which has been seen in nearly every industry, has gripped farming too, according to Mary Mead's Kelsey Gibler. She says the farm currently employs about 50 people.
Normally we're at 120 for the fall. So here we are going into our very busy season, and working under that threshold is very stressful.
Even so, farmers are optimistic that this will be a good season. Though to keep up with demand, they'll be working, as they say, from dawn to yawn. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.